The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Now, I'm going to tell you something that I suspect you didn't know about me. I once competed in the Irish Conquer Championships. Because they used to be, and I don't know if it's still the case, so somebody can get in touch and let me know, but they used to be held in the square in Freshford every year, and you would turn up and you would be presented with a bucket and you would get to select a conker. They put a string in it and off you went. And I was knocked out in the very first round the year that I competed. It's open to everybody, which was part of the fun. But apparently in the UK, there's an issue with some of their big conker competitions this year because of the weather. Chris Emmel is with me. He's the organiser of Conkerthon. Chris, you're welcome to the show. What's the problem?
Hi, yes, not really a problem. We, in order to make sure we have enough conkers for everybody, we froze some conkers last autumn, and so that if we were short this year, we'd have enough conkers for all to play. And a few people have said, well, frozen conkers aren't quite as good as fresh conkers, which is absolute bunkum. There's hardly any difference at all.
And is this something that you do every year on the off chance that there's, what, a bad weather in the autumn?
Yes. I mean, we can't, because the conquer season is so short, we can't afford to wait until we know we've got enough conquers to play. So we've just put some in the background just to make sure that we have enough to keep us going. And we've been doing it for 5 years now, and it works quite well. But word got out that some of them were frozen, and then there was a few discussions being had, but everybody in the village is cool with it now.
And so what was the accusation, that they're more brittle after they freeze and thaw, or what's the problem?
Yes, they are more brittle. This year, people won't know if they've got a fresh or a frozen conker, and you can't tell from the way they look and the way they play.
But can you tell from the ones you've given out? So have you a control group? Have you done experiments to decide, to measure the brittle ability?
Brittle ability, that's a new word. Interestingly, we actually do know which ones are which, but we don't tell anybody. And we've actually had two frozen conkers win. We've had four events. We've had two where the frozen conkers won and two when the fresh conkers won. So it's pretty even balanced.
Even balanced. I like to hear that. So listen, tell me, what is it about the weather this autumn that has proven problematic for conkers?
It was very windy, and quite a lot of the conkers came down early.
Oh, I
so
see.
They didn't mature, so we didn't get a nice round. You want a good spherical conker to get a good event.
Okay, listen. Yeah, that's actually a good point to bring up. Let's imagine somebody then turns up at Conkerthon or its equivalent somewhere in Ireland, and they're staring into the bucket of conkers. What should they be looking for? What's a good conker?
Well, trust your eyes in the first place. If it looks good, and if it's a good spherical one, will be probably the best, because it actually has a good, you know, when you put the hole through it, we don't skewer them. When you put the hole through it, you've actually got a good neat insert and outset. The other thing I'd say is not too big. The big ones, they look nice, but they will crack easier than the medium size. Not too small if you haven't got enough weight. Not too big because you'll crack easily.
The Goldilocks conker. And what about your swinging action? Is it shoulder, elbow, wrist? Where are you getting the power?
It's a little bit like pool or snooker. Just keep a straight shoulder and keep your eye on the target, and actually make sure that everything's in line and it'll all fall into place comfortably.
Chris,
in fact, here's a thing.
Yeah, go on.
Here's a thing. The women often beat the men because they're much better at being restrained and controlled and don't get excited.
Oh,
and
the lads give it welly. They go too hard, do they?
They just go. Give it a lot of welly. And interestingly, we've had a woman in every final. I think we've had two women winners as well. So we're very pleased with the results.
Chris, men are the same the world over, aren't they?
Sorry?
Men are the same the world over, I said.
Oh, yes, I'm afraid so. Let ourselves down.
Listen, Chris, thanks a million for joining us. Really enjoyed the chat. Chris Emmel is the organiser of Conkerthon.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.